Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. As we continue with our ongoing feature, On the Farm, we talk with Doug Goring, the North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner, about the future of farming.
Well, there's just some things we're probably never really going to get worked out, because you brought up a good point. Federal law still looks at this as a controlled substance, and they are not, or the financial institutions are going to be very hesitant about allowing any type of credit card transactions or transactions in general to take place through their system. But not only that, you have the DEA that's going to be hands-off now and with respect to medical marijuana, but you still have recreational use of marijuana that they're not going to be. These are fine lines, and it's tricky. It's problematic. I know, visiting with some of those states where marijuana is being used, DEA has just walked away, threw their hands up in the air. They don't touch them. They don't touch those states. But then, you know, you're operating in a different realm now. And although you have a state law, you still have a federal law that is still applicable in some respects in some ways. So management, care, cultivation, you're still gonna fall under the guidelines and the rules and regulations of the state and the federal law. When it comes to utilizing it under state law for medical use, that you'll be able to do as a state, but there's going to have to be some rules in place if you're going to look at the cultivation and propagation of it.
Tell you, when I was doing the Colorado dispensaries research and stories, the owners were just blowing my mind. I mean, one guy, he literally was burying cash in his backyard in barrels, like in Breaking Bad, because he couldn't put it anywhere. And the biggest problem they were having is how to pay their employees. So like one guy was just paying them cash, and he was going to let the IRS figure that out later on. Another guy was
collect.
Right, exactly, because of taxes. And another guy was paying, or he was trying to go through the paperwork to actually become a credit union. So his dispensary would be also a credit union, so that way he could cash his employees' paychecks and a number of different things. And that is a big deal. I mean, when you start talking about Kickstarter campaigns, well, when you go through the internet, there's some SEC oversight there, so you cannot do these marijuana projects online as well. I mean, that's – anyway, so some fascinating things that are coming down the path. So as far as your office is concerned – you guys are going to sculpt a law together, and you're going to put something out there. It'll get approved. It'll get blessed by whoever needs to do that. And then, you know, by New Year time, there's going to be something in the books that says that North Dakota is a state where you can have medicinal marijuana and grow it, huh?
Well, it'll have to be. It'll take us through this fall and into winter to get that done before spring. That still doesn't necessarily address the issue with what's taking place in someone's home or a greenhouse. That raises a whole other set of questions. So this is going to take a roundtable discussion, and it's going to also involve some of the legislature, some of the leadership, so that we can figure out you know, what is it that they are comfortable with? How do they want to move forward with it? And given the fact that there's already laws on the book, how do we comply with what's there? I'm not about regulating people to death, but I did take an oath of office, and I have a job to do, and I have to make sure that I uphold that. So trying to do this as seamlessly as possible is one of my goals in this. But it's going to be a little bit tricky from here on out, at least for short term, just to figure out what are some of the multiple issues that we have to address and cover and make sure that we are trying to put this in light of what somebody is doing with respect to cultivation and application.
Okay. Anything else that you think we need to... add in there when it comes to cannabis agriculture in terms of North Dakota now that the election's over? And, you know, obviously you're right, it's going to be a roundtable discussion with many departments. We're talking about, you know, finance and commerce and health and law and probably even the UAS. All these different departments are going to carve out some kind of law that makes sense. But, as in terms of from your guys' office, though, really, we're just talking about more or less some of the growers and that sort of thing in terms of either marijuana or hemp. I would imagine that this new passing of medicinal marijuana is probably going to even shed some light on the hemp harvesting and planting as well, huh?
Well, and that's why we have another concern here. Legally, the federal government has given us the authority to allow producers to grow industrial hemp in the United States. And if we run into a situation here now where we could compromise the integrity of that seed of those plants and render it ineffective or the inability to sell, that's a problem. So we're going from something that's highly regulated to something that we're trying to figure out how do you regulate it. That's a little bit more problematic. Congress had something to do with industrial hemp. Congress did not have anything to do with medical marijuana. And that's going to be up to the state legislature and departments like mine to figure out how do we move forward to devise and design a set of rules and regulations that would help people comply and still be able to deliver on a product that they need, that they can legally now distribute or use.
To listen to the full-length interview with North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring, or to listen to other on-the-farm features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com. Deadwood's newest legend.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.